Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Oh, my goodness, I am tingling all over because we have an amazing, amazing guest expert for you tonight. I cannot wait to introduce you to her. But before we do, real quick, the Mind Body Business Show. What the heck is that all about? Well, in my now 54 years on this planet, now a little bit more than 54, as I age each and every day, and that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I have come across so many wonderful people, successful and unsuccessful, and I decided at one point in my life to start focusing on and hanging out with those who are successful because that's what I wanted in my life. And so you get what you focus on, right? And so I focused on that and I started learning from books and from these successful people directly why and how they got to their level of success that they had achieved. And it was interesting because patterns started developing. And I realized that they came in three primary areas. And you can probably guess what those are by now. The name of the show is a hint. Mind, that stands for mindset. There's a wonderful, wonderful science that had been basically invented. It's a collection of other sciences and then improved upon a little over 30 years ago, and it's called Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP for short. And I'm excited because our guest is a master practitioner in NLP as well as yours truly. This is going to be so much fun. And the thing is, NLP allows you to reprogram your mind at the subconscious level to serve you better. It's amazing. And it's nearly instant. Nearly instant. And we may go into some of that during the show. It's organic. We're going to just have a chat, Lori Hart and I. Hint, hint, wink, wink. That's the guest's name. And body. What is that? Well, that truly is about your physical body. It's what I noticed with most successful people, in addition to them really honing in on their mindset, just as Lori has done, very successful woman, they also are very in tune with their body and they treat it accordingly. You know, your body is your temple. It's the only one you've got. It's the only one you're ever going to have on this earth. And you're going to want to take care of it. And one way to do that, there's actually two, and that's through one, being exercise, and two, through incredible nutrition. It's simple. Eat clean. A lot of people will do one and forego the other. Well, I worked out today, so I can go grab some donuts to offset that wonderful workout. Or, you know, I don't like to work out, so I'll just eat healthy for now and I'll be good. No, really, you need both to get to optimal or what I call peak level of performance in the body area. And so it's like this, the mind and body are a team. And more importantly, the mind and body are your team. Think about a team like professional sports. I talk about this often. Maybe there's a basketball team. There's five players on the court at any given time. And they go through a season, and then they have what they call an off season, like the summer. Some choose to continue to stay in top physical condition. Others choose to go have fun and come back a little, well, flabby. And I've seen and read reports of this time and time again of premier athletes. And so the thing is, they take the floor. There's five of them. One person decided not to maintain a peak level performance. Because of that one person, how do you think that affected the entire team as a whole? Well, of course, it did affect them in a negative way. And so it's just like your mind and your body. If you don't master or even start looking into mastering your mindset and a peak level performance in your body, then the same would be true of you because your team is you. It's really simple. And then there's business. Business. Many of these successful entrepreneurs that I met and talked to have mastered different areas of business, the main ones being sales, marketing, scaling, team building. And once you've mastered each of those areas along with your mindset and you've got your body at a peak level, then what I say then, you are then working at a peak level of performance all across the board. And that is what this show is about, is to bring out and elicit these patterns that I've noticed. And it happens every single show. You're going to hear them. By the way, get out your notepad and paper, whether it's a physical one or do it on your computer, whatever you like. Take voracious notes because this woman is going to bring value tonight, Lori Hart. I can't wait to introduce her to you, which will come very soon, I promise. It reminds me of something that you see behind me, and that is a mentor of mine. Many, many years ago, he recommended something. He said that if everyone just did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, he looked at me dead in the eye, they would be rich. They'd all be rich. I said, wow, what's that? And he had this large floor-to-ceiling cabinet. He walked behind. I'm in his office. It's a large office. He's a CEO, multimillionaire, corner office, the whole thing. You get it. He went back, grabbed both handles, looked back at me, and opened the doors. And what I saw was very similar to what you see behind me, which was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And so the message was, read. And not just any books. We're talking business-related books, personal development, mindset, physical, everything. And I did a stupid thing, and I'm the first to say it. I ignored that advice 100%. I said, you cannot. You've got to be kidding me. That's the secret to getting rich? Reading books? I mean, there's no skin in the game. I could literally go to the library and pick those up and read them for free. There has to be much more work, effort, and money involved. That was my thinking. That was wrong. Thankfully, many years later, I became acquainted with and started working with a mentor of mine for several years. I actually shared the stage, his stage, taught his material to his students, and really got to know him at a deep level. And I just remember one day I saw him walking around at his place. I'd be at his house on occasion, and he had headphones on. I said, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, what? I'm listening to a book. Wait, what? You're listening to a book? He says, yeah. Oh, you got to tell me about this. So he told me, and he showed me and opened my eyes to the world of Audible. This was several years ago. And so I started looking into that. I said, I got to give that a shot. So I downloaded my first book, and I said, oh my goodness, this is it. This is the way I love to read. I love to hear it. If I open a book and my eyeballs are, you know, going back and forth across the page, I start getting tired, I start getting fatigued, and I just lose concentration. I don't want to go any farther. But when listening, oh my gosh. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I drive. I'm in the car quite a bit. And all that time, I'm just listening to music. What if I did something productive, like maybe listen to a book? And so I started doing that. And the cool thing with Audible is you can tap on the screen. There's a particular little symbol there where if you tap it, it instantly stores what's called a bookmark, just like, you know, a paper bookmark would go into a real book, at that exact location, right at that moment. And so you can then later go back and play that bookmark. And so now I don't have to reread entire books. I can go to all my bookmarks, those profound moments, and just click on the bookmarks and play those back, and I can finish the book in a fraction of the time. And so what I want to do tonight is share with you a particular bookmark that I stored while reading a book. And it's pertinent because it will lie in, it will be in line with our guest expert who's coming on very shortly. So in just a moment, let's switch on over to a little segment I appropriately call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, and as you can see on the screen, if you're watching, is ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. Again, take notes, write down the resources, write down the website addresses. In other words, stay with us on the show because you do not want to miss my guest expert who's coming on right after this. So stick with us. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. It's a website that's basically a collection of books that I personally have read. And they're not just every book I've ever read. They're books that actually had a positive impact on my life personally, whether it be personal or business. And so you can see as it scrolls down, there's roughly 40 books on there. I'm way behind on updating it with new books. And what I wanted to do is take one of these and play a snippet for you in just a second. And so for those of you that are avid readers, this is a good place to come to see if there's a book that may not be in your I've read it list. And for those of you just starting, another perfect place to come. And just, there's no perfect place to start. If you find a book, you read the little description about it, and it talks to you, then just read it. Start right away. Don't go analyzing, looking at all the other books. The first one that jumps out on the page, go for it. Take action, massive and immediate action. And so what I'd like to do is play a little bookmark snippet from T. Harv Eker, which is an amazing, amazing man, incredible entrepreneur, holds seminars all over the world. And this man gets it. When he talks about the mind and mindset, you want to talk about someone who has mastered mindset. It is T. Harv Eker. So what I want to do is play a quick snippet. It's about a minute in length, a little more than a minute. Take notes, listen in, and then we'll move on and bring on our guest expert. Here we go. Listen close.
In every forest, on every farm, in every orchard on earth, it's what's under the ground that creates what's above the ground. That's why placing your attention on the fruits that you've already grown is futile. You cannot change fruits that are already hanging on the tree. You can, however, change tomorrow's fruits. But to do so, you'll have to dig below the ground and strengthen the roots. Here is a wealth principle I firmly believe in. Money is a result. Wealth is a result. Health is a result. Illness is a result. Your weight is a result. We live in a world of cause and effect, of cause and result. Have you ever heard someone assert that a lack of money was a bit of a problem? Now hear this. A lack of money is never, ever, ever a problem. A lack of money is merely a symptom of what's going on underneath. Whatever results you're getting, be they rich or poor, good or bad, positive or negative, always remember that your outer world is simply a reflection of your inner world. If things aren't going well in your outer life, it's because they aren't going well in your inner life. It's that simple.
That is so supremely powerful. I hope you took notes. All about cause and effect. My goodness. Cause and result. And where you are now, and if you're having a problem, it's merely a symptom of what's going on underneath. And what he means by underneath is your mind, your mindset. What a beautiful book this is from beginning to end. I have been riveted. I think I have more bookmarks on this book than any other I've read thus far. I'm not kidding. It's a gold mine. Thank you, Jeff Fagan, for pointing it out to me several months back. Jeff Fagan will walk around with this book everywhere he goes. It's like most people's Bible. It's worn. It's got dog ears. It's got notes. It's very Yeah, it's worn. It's been around, and it's amazing. And he epitomizes everything that T. Harv Eker says, and it's just an amazing, amazing book. Pick it up. I highly recommend it. And now, without further ado, I would like to segue into another individual who has an incredible mindset. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to bring her on. Let's just do that, shall we? Let's bring her on. It's time for the guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Lori Hart. Such an amazing woman. It's been so long since we met in person. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. I know it takes some time out of your day, and because of the prep work leading up to the show, it takes even more time. So I truly, truly appreciate you. And what I want to do is help you to shine. Even though you don't need my help, that's what we're going to do tonight. Does that sound cool?
Cool.
All right. So let me give you a proper introduction, then we'll get into the real essence of Lori Hart. Lori started her journey as a portrait artist. She's got a great story. Beginning in New York, Lori studied paramedical makeup for being of service to cancer and AIDS patients after losing her mother to cancer. I can relate to that. The same happened to me. Using beauty for transformation, she then went to work with celebrities in movies, television, and magazines. She realized no matter how successful people were, they mostly all felt insecure about their appearance. Isn't that interesting? After struggling with her own image and studying personal development, she realized everything is an inside job. Cool, cool. That is when she started merging the two. She is one of the pioneers of mineral makeup. She has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, Los Angeles Magazine, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, and many more. She has worked with A-list celebrities and speakers and specializes in safe, healthy beauty without harm, loving yourself as you age. Woo, I love that. And I didn't write it. That's just amazing. Thank you, Lori. That was a beautiful bio. Oh, real quick, before we jump in, I almost forgot. For those of you watching live, don't forget to stay on to the very end, because at the end, or near the end, we are going to reveal a way for you to qualify for a 5-night vacation stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. And this is not something where you go and you're going to sit and listen to a timeshare. This is a bona fide resort. You will pay only the taxes. The room is covered. It's an amazing, and it's a resort. We're not talking about a low end, five star. So stick around for that. Okay, now I'm almost done blabbing. I want to get Lori on and get her magnificent brilliance spread out to you wonderful people watching and listening right now. Lori, if it's okay with you, I love that. That bio was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'd like to dig deeper and get more into the essence of you. And what by that, what I mean is, you know, we all get up out of bed every day, our feet hit the floor, and then, you know, we start to come to that consciousness of not sleeping anymore. We're awake, and now it's time to get busy, and we all know it. So we all have different things that motivate us to get up out of that bed and start going toward and forward through our day. So I was curious for you personally, what motivates you each and every day to get up and go after it again and again and again?
Not to start off on a sad note, I see so much internal suffering that men and women have about their appearance.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we know beauty is skin deep, but people are generated by how they feel about the way they look. So what gets me up and excited is I know that the minute I show somebody a mirror and I show half their face, completely different than the other past, and they see that there's hope for them and they see that they can feel beautiful. Oh my God, that keeps me going all day long.
It's obvious, can see it all over you, all over your face. You're an amazing woman. We've talked briefly. I mean, we met, I don't know, it's been years ago, and we were both trying to figure out where that was. Neither of us can remember. But we think it was at a networking event, like a seminar or workshop. Pretty certain about that one. And that's another lesson that we often talk about on the show is just show up and go to those if you haven't yet. That's another topic for another day.
Another seminar, another workshop.
Yes.
What do you get out of those?
Yeah, and so do it with moderation. I used to be a seminar junkie back in the day, and I don't do that anymore. I do go, but only if I have an actual outcome that's strong enough to pull me into it. Exactly. Rarely go anymore. But I will say, I learned a ton, and the more important thing is I met and made so many relationships as a result of that it was well worth it, absolutely. So that's why I say if you haven't started doing that, then that would be something, a very good thing to get into, because then you get to get into the mindset of those. Remember I was talking about how I met all these successful people. That was one way, was to go to these events. That's where they all conglomerate. It's like a herd of animals chasing a piece of meat, and it's awesome because they have incredible mindsets. And you just feel like you're at home the moment you walk in.
I was just at one on Sunday. Already, it was like, oh my God, it was unbelievable. But the pitch fest, it was just.
Oh, yeah. You
know. But if you go with the mindset that you're going to grow and learn and take the morsels and some of the nuggets and, you know, and the connections you make with people and then follow up. Oh my God, it's wonderful. If you're going there for instant business, you're probably wasting your time.
I agree. And many people do that, don't they, Lori? They come with their you know, fanned out thing of business cards, and they're throwing them out like ninja stars at everybody that breathes. And like, this isn't the place, buddy. Stand down. So totally agree with that.
I had just had a client last week that I probably met 5 years ago.
Wow.
You know, and it's, you know, now she's become a very dear friend, but it's about cultivating relationships and not about what are you going to give me? It's like, how about what are you going to bring and who are you showing up in it? And what heart are you leading with? And what am I going to get? What's in it for me?
That's
so they
the key.
Say when you're speaking, what's in it for them? Well, you know, it's got to be about us. You know, the trilogy of you win, I win, and the world wins. If somebody's out of it, then something's off balance.
Yeah, collaboration is key. Competition is really a thing of the past. I have my business centers around physical and mental fitness, and I'm not talking about someone that's not mentally fit. We're talking about NLP.
Of course.
And I'm working with right now as we speak, someone that everyone else might look at as a competitor. We're working hand in hand, and it's amazing. And we're learning so much from each other. The difference is there's no scarcity in what we do. There's none. And that's part of what drives people away from collaborating is that mindset of scarcity. If they only knew how many millions upon billions of people on this planet there are, that it's okay. And when you collaborate, you open doors. It doesn't close doors, it opens them. It's the opposite of competing.
I totally agree. Collaboration is so much more impactful, and it's so much more rewarding. And first of all, the idea of having a team versus being on your own, and
yes,
just to bounce ideas off of and to share with, and you know, it's a whole different journey doing it all by yourself. The whole part of learning is to create the right people to play with.
Ooh, I love that. You should trademark that one right there. That was beautiful.
Write
it down. Anybody watching, those of you watching on Facebook Live, type it in the comments. That was gold. That was beautiful.
Fantastic. I kind of look at life like a bumper car. So we go chugging along in our little car of life, and we bump into somebody and it feels good. And you go, ooh, I like that. Ooh, I want some more of that. And, and then you bump into somebody and chugging along, and and they're argumentative or abrasive. And, oh, maybe I should give them another chance. Oh, maybe they were having a bad day. And, you know, you usually had a gut feeling whether you should go further, and you don't, if you don't listen to it, and most of us don't, you know, you usually, those are the relationships that you have not as easy going a time with.
Yes.
True. And for me, quality of life and ease is a very high value. You know, one of the things I get to be, when you get to be a senior like me, I just turned 65 last week and I'm proud of it. So many people are afraid of their age. But all kidding aside, when you get to embrace who you are and what you've accomplished at any age, really, if you've made good choices, then you have to answer to your highest power. And that's really you.
Hmm. Well stated, well stated. And God bless you for saying your age. We were talking about that right before the show, that it's interesting how so many hide behind that. I wear it on my sleeve. I say it every show. Every year is a victory. It's like, own it, be happy for it. And it's like, it's an interesting culture is what has been developed that has caused people to think that age is not a good thing to boast about. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm going to brag about it. I'm 54. I made it that far, and I'm going to make it a lot farther, I hope, God willing. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. It's like, enjoy, like you said, you're so positive. That's what I love about you. And that's what I wanted to ask you is, that is a, for some people, that's very difficult to do, is to remain positive, because, you know, stuff happens in life and it can bump us back. And it's all about how we react to it, isn't it? It's not so much that, oh, that happened to me. Well, that's a reaction right there. And it's a negative one. What if, well, that happened to me because, well, that happened for me, not to me, because now I can learn from it. That's a whole different. And you're a lot like that, Lori. I can tell just by talking to you. Right before the show and way back how many years ago, I remember meeting you then. So when it comes to that positive, productive, and successful mindset, is there something you do on a regular basis to help you sustain that?
Oh, so many things. My first thing, if I'm having any kind of day, I first think of gratitude. That's the first thing. And the first thing I think of is I look at my little dog, because my little 5 pounds bundle of joy, Lily. So she's the first thing I think of. Then I think about all the things that I get to make choices and do and live, and the way I get to choose how to live, and by the air that I breathe, and that I'm sleeping on a bed, and that I listen to YouTube, and I go and I listen to frequencies because I'm very into frequencies, and I'm always in a grounded bed, so I'm grounded to the earth's magnetic field, and I do a lot of things with, you know, a little woo-woo, but everything that I do is based on hard science.
You know, it's funny, and I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said it's a little woo-woo. I used to think that way. When anything was new, like grounding, I love grounding. My son and I, we tested it out by putting bracelets on our ankles when we slept and put the, you know, plug it into the wall with the ground only. Please don't do this at home because you may not do it right. You got to research this. They offer earth blankets, like grounding blankets. And I forget the video I first saw where a guy.
Oh, is that the most unbelievable video?
Yes, where the guy kind of buries himself in the dirt, pretty much naked. And then shows a plant side by side, one that's earth grounded, another one's not. It's just unbelievably amazing. And so
I'm sitting on a grounded chair right now.
See, there you go. A product of the product.
I stand if I do makeup on a grounded, my feet are grounded. And at the computer, I mean, every place you, and on the bed, and on the bed that I do treatments, and I have one where I sit and when my feet, certain things, I'm a more is better girl.
So there you go. There's the secret to sustained beauty at the age of 65, because she is a well-grounded individual. How's that? And that's beautiful. And so many other things. It's not just the grounding. Oh my God, here's the
pain.
Thing.
Look, all aging starts with inflammation. So the easiest thing we do and the most thing that we do the most long term is every day we sleep or sit. Why not be grounded? It keeps your blood flow. So even if you're not active physically, it stops you from being stagnant.
It's truly an amazing, amazing, I don't even know, I guess you call it a science, but it's a natural occurring phenomena. You know, we all walk with shoes and soled shoes, and that's actually a deterrent for us from being grounded. You know, we live in concrete jungles. There's no dirt or soil or natural earth for us to put our skin in contact with. And so what Lori's talking about is there are certain devices, because every outlet has something called a ground. And, you know, the plugs with the three plugs, the three prongs, one of those is ground, literally goes into the ground. And so that, by virtue of a wire coming up, puts you in contact with the ground, to put it in a very basic way. And so Lori has devices, those things all around her office, which I think is genius. And for those of you that think this is woo-woo, once again, let's look at this. The patterns of success. We have not yet even ventured on this topic once before. Thank you for bringing this up, Lori, which is grounding. Because when you think something's woo-woo, then you're going to block your own mind from ever even examining it, trying it. What's the worst that can happen? There's really no downside to it. So do some research on grounding, and at the end, we'll give you a connection, contact information with Lori, where she can help you with those resources and more. We'll get into what she does as an amazing person herself for her business a little bit later. So thank you for bringing this up. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. That is phenomenal. One of the things that, you know, in all of these travels, so to speak, where I was learning all these things from these amazing entrepreneurs and gifted speakers from stage, one thing I noticed that, you know, they would all talk about the supreme importance of marketing, right? And that's the lifeblood of your business. And they would talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. And then leave you hanging, because I never got one concrete example of a successful form of marketing. And I get it. You know, it's a very wide and diverse skill. Marketing covers so many facets. But really, just to get examples would be more advantageous. So I was wondering if you could think of one particular, one form of marketing that you have found for yourself personally in your business that you could share that has been a successful form of marketing for you.
Well, first and foremost, we always hope that it's word of mouth marketing, that people that are satisfied with you will refer you. That being said, that's not always the case. So again, I mentioned relationship, building relationships with people and friendships, not to get business, but to really create relationships and be interested in other people and see how you can help them. And then things ebb and flow, and sometimes you, you know, put in my people's mindset what you're looking for, and, you know, you have a give and take relationship, and over time things happen. The other thing for me, I find, I joke around and I say the only thing that makes me feel old is loud music and social media. So I'm learning that social media is key now to market, and I'm learning Facebook and Instagram, and I'm going to be doing Facebook Lives, and things that were done before are not current and they don't work anymore. So it's a whole new way. And being present and showing who you are. I see people on Facebook now make promises of doing a Facebook Live every day. Well, where do I come in? The idea, even for me, sometimes it's horrifying that I have to show you who I am in all states of being in front of everybody, and I don't like the way I look. Well, I can help you with that. But, you know, the time for marketing is to be present and show who you are so people can and want to connect with you. They know if the, look, years ago, I read a book called How to Choose Your People. You know who your people are. Mm. And I know who my people are not.
That's powerful. You said many, many amazing things. I love all of it because it is so true. So many people think that they can just get on, buy, say, a massive email list, which is really horrible to do, and then email them and they'll just instantly become rich because they have a link and a product that everyone's going to love. Or they'll get on social media and friend people for the sole purpose of the moment you accept a friend request, what happens? You get a message from them with a pitch about their product and a link to go to it. It's like, oh, goodness, unfriend, you don't get it. And so what you're saying rings so true, Lori, the relationships is what it comes down to. That's how you get word-of-mouth advertising and referrals. Referrals are one of the most powerful ways of growing a business. Yes, you must first get a client that's going to refer you. We get that. And that is what Lori is telling you. Build that relationship. This was phenomenal. How you talked about social media and your dislike for it before, and now you're saying, well, it's the way for me to achieve even more success, so I'm going to be flexible and learn and then dive in. That's phenomenal. There is a pattern right there, ladies and gentlemen. Someone who is flexible, open-minded, you know, to look at things that formerly were things that would give her a bad taste in her mouth, and now she's going, you know what? I need to learn this because I see it's beneficial to growing my business. And the thing you were talking about, going on Facebook Live, and many are doing that. One of the greatest things about that is people are being transparent. And that's a huge word going around. And it's so important because when you're transparent, that means you are authentic. I can say it. You are being authentic. And people love authenticity because they can relate to you, because now you're coming down to their level. They think we're all at the same level. We're all human beings, but they think we're up here. And when you go to transparency mode, then they're like, oh, now I can, oh, I know of one person who often comes on. She's beautiful and comes on not regularly, but quite often with no makeup. I'm like, whoa, that's so transparent, right? And she's like just being herself in pajamas sometimes and walking around. And she's a high-profile woman, not just, she's for many a household name. I'm not going to give her name out here, but amazing. How's that for transparency? But I don't like to be transparent for others, okay? Let's just put it that way. And how to choose your people. It's like phenomenal. Those are all golden nuggets, I hope. So this is what I say on the show all the time. There are so many unbelievable pieces of advice given by people like Lori that seem on the surface as being so subtle and so maybe meaningless to you right now. Maybe you're not at that point in your entrepreneurial path. I guarantee you, write those notes down. I wrote them myself. I kid you not. I will show you proof. I wrote notes as she was talking. And I learned from every guest, every single one. I learned from everybody that I come in contact with. So those were phenomenal, phenomenal. And so I don't know if you've already noticed, you watching, we've already covered things on mind, body, and business. Isn't that cool? Not so much body yet. We'll get into that. She's touched on that. She We're going to get into that too. Oh, you have, okay, I want to give you the opportunity to say that tagline that I said, oh my gosh, that was phenomenal. The word gym was in it. So what you do for people is? So
my face is like going to the gym for your face.
It's like going to the gym for your face. I mean, Lori has worked with some of the most amazing celebrities on the planet, and they come to her. She's the go-to. So you know she knows what she's doing. And at the end of the show, I want to give you contact information so you can then seek her out, because she's all about not harming your face, not putting poisons into you. She's all, you can see she's grounded at all times. And I don't mean that as a pun. She's always grounded for a reason. And she's there for you. She loves people. She loves helping people. It's obvious. And so, we had to get that in, because that's kind of like body, the gym, but for your face. I love it. So thank you for that very, very honest answer about how you're successful in marketing. Because when it comes down to it, that's often the case. It's about the relationships we build. And it's just about you watching and listening, figuring out how to get out there and build those relationships. Networking through seminars and workshops is one great way if you haven't started yet. I will just leave that there.
And for me too, I listen to what other people need. So like, I have a client whose boyfriend bought a new house and his place was flooded. So I was able to give him an amazing contractor. And so I listen because I care, and then I have a great referral source because I care, and I have my little stable of people that I think are excellent at their craft. You know, when you're around as long as me, you know who's good.
Yeah.
And so you help people, and so they know that you're in it for them. It's not about you. How many people, you meet people, oh my God, they're so selfish. Now, you know, there's a difference between self-centered and selfish, and there's a lot of mixed meanings for the word selfish. And a lot of women have to learn that selfish is not a dirty word, because a lot of women don't take care of self. A lot of people don't take care of self. They think other people are more important. But then there are people that are self-involved and self-centered, and those you want to kind of like push them away somehow.
It's funny you say that, because
be nice, but
women are very often that way because of, you know, the way they were designed was to, you know, they're raising a family, they have a husband, so they're always serving someone else and always putting them first. And it's beautiful that they do that, but you're so correct in saying that it's time to take care of yourself, because the more you take care of yourself, then the better you can take care of those others that you love, if that's what you love doing.
Right, so you're giving from fulfillment versus being a martyr and being so depleted. So there's more of you that can really give fully because you're more full. You're not like a drained out dish rag.
Yes, and that's why I think we connect at such a deep level, Lori, because of your mindset of being there to serve others, to help. There was a gentleman I met. You may know him because it was back during the era where you and I met. And his name is Jabez LeBret. Does that ring a bell at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. He coined a term called contribution leadership.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that cool? And so he was there. I was there with a business partner at the time, and we were attending an event, a seminar, a workshop back in the day. Imagine that. And this gentleman was running around, running mics to the stage, very busy, working very hard. And at one point there was a short break, and we just struck up conversation and said, hey man, what are you doing? I have my own business. Said, well, what are you doing? Like, I'm thinking, why are you back here running around like crazy and working like crazy, and you own your own business? And then he explained the whole concept of contribution leadership. He was there to help the main speaker. And here's the key though, and I know you're this way, Lori, is to help someone without any expectation of something in return, like completely from the heart. I give and expect nothing back. I love you, and I just wanted to help you. With that attitude, with a heart-centered attitude, amazing things will happen, but it needs to be authentic. You can't just, and you might need to practice if it's not natural to you, but definitely want to go at it with a heart-centered approach, like Lori does. Absolutely.
I joke around and I say my business is my only way to be legally codependent.
That's so cool, man. There's another one, trademark. Okay, now I wanted to ask you a question more along the lines of what it takes to become successful, because you are very successful. You have an office in Beverly Hills, catering to celebrities. And by the way, she also caters to non-celebrities as well. For you listening, of course she does. You've been doing this for a while, and you've been very successful for a while. What would you say you attribute most to your success? And if you could think of, I was going to say five. Let's just try three. Let's go quick. What would you say are three key elements for starting and running a successful business from your vantage point?
Okay, so the first thing you have to have is, what is your why? Why is this important to you? Why is this more important? Because, you know, people say, oh, you just run your own business. Why don't you just get a job? You know, it's much easier to have a job. So your why is what gets you up every single day. It fuels you. It makes you have a reason for doing every single thing that you do or not. That's number one. Two, well, you have to have stamina. You have to know that it's going to take more than a couple weeks. And you know that if you're going to do something, you have to be in it for the long haul. And you have to have the mindset, and you have to have patience, and you have to know that this is it for me. And three, you have to be in service and to be able to help people and to be there and to serve. If that's your craft, then you better be really good at what you're doing, and it better not be routine. Every time I do a treatment, I find new ways to pamper my client to make the experience even better. They laugh at me. I'm always trying to improve. I'm always taking classes. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. Even areas that I'm older than most of the people that are doing it. But I'm still taking classes in it. Because you never know, you're going to pick up something else. And I'm taking a class in 2 weeks on stem cells. On how skincare and the gut affect each other. You have to stay on top. Don't be, don't be passive. Stay active. And the most important thing is keep your heart open and keep growing and learning and giving and sharing. I could go on and on. 3, 5, that's not even close.
And the cool thing is, for those that haven't really dove headlong into this thing called entrepreneurship yet, they would be looking at this going, what is she talking about? What is this stuff? And it's only the stuff that will make you successful in life and in business. And so the key is to keep an open mind as you're listening to Lori throughout, because everything she is saying is absolutely spot on with all the patterns that I have noticed through successful people. I've been around a while myself, and the thing where she started, what is your why? That's one of the most powerful things you could do on the planet. And that's something I've taken my students through life seminars, or I take them through an exercise to determine what their why is. I've been through it several times. And for me, every single time, my why comes out the same way. It just does, even though I go through the exercise open-minded. And it comes out to be my wife. Everything I do, everything I think, everything I want in life revolves around my why, which is my wife. And I say that unbashfully. I mean, I love her beyond, I don't know how you describe love, but more than the definition of love can be defined. And so that's my why. And so when I think about, oh my gosh, you know, like you said, stamina, you know, there are times, how many times do you feel like giving up? I mean, my gosh, I feel it so many times. And then the why comes in. I'm not giving up. I'm doing this for my why. No way. And then have to be in service. This is phenomenal. You know, to help people, to be giving of heart. You know, she didn't come out and say, well, you need to get a portfolio, get a good investment manager, and start accumulating wealth by compound interest. No, she went through all the right stuff, which is where you start. You know, the mindset is like the foundation to everything, not just business, but to life. And most of what she just talked about had to do with mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, what she just outlined may not work too well for you. So when would now be the right time to start really digging deep and mastering this thing called mindset for all of you watching and listening? This is just, I'm having so much fun. I hope everyone is too, and you, Lori, as well. The thing is with every business, you know, and every entrepreneur, you know, it's, is it like this and always getting better all the time, Lori, you know, in your life and your business? Is it always just phenomenal and always going up?
It goes like this, and then sometimes it goes like this.
Yes.
Sometimes you go like this, and then sometimes it goes like this.
Yes.
And as long as you're at least kind of even in the upward.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like this, and you just have to know. So two things that get me by. These are two magical things I picked up at a seminar that changed my life more than probably anything. So it's really amazing. One, because security used to be a big thing for me. I had to let that go because I realized that by needing security so badly that I put a wall around me and I was actually getting anything but that. So it was stopping my freedom and receiving and growing by needing to feel secure. So I say, okay, I'm on a magic carpet and I imagine myself, because with visualization, I kind of elevate my body and I look around and I go, okay, I feel safe. I'm safe. And then the second thing I say is, no matter what crisis I've had up until now, I've survived. So there's no reason to think I won't survive this too. I'm good. And I say, move on.
Yeah, powerful. Powerful. And that, you know, as an entrepreneur, this happens more often than people think, because we're always, like you just said, you're learning. You're going to learn something, then you're actually going to try it, right? You're going to implement it. And sometimes those things don't work out the way we had planned. And though, so it's all about how you react to them. And, you know, because of the past crises that you've been through, it's like, that's nothing. You know, I can get over that, no problem. Before, you might have gone through one that seemed monumental. And because of that, it's a blessing that you went through that. You look back and go, man, I'm glad that happened to me, because now nothing phases me and I'll just keep going forward and serving and helping people. Mm-hmm. And very powerful.
And boy, you have to let go of the resentment and the anger, and even the anger is like that you feel towards yourself, which is primary. That's what eats you up. You have to let that go. So first and foremost, you have to forgive. So forgive yourself for making different choices, being mad at yourself for doing things, you know, when you were not as wise. Forgive yourself for not being ahead of the game more, and just stop judging yourself. Accept that every place you're at is a learning place, and you need to be there for some reason. And then you go, okay. And this is really important for me. I always say, it's always great to have goals and focus and to strive to have more. But if that's where you're always focused, then you're never going to be happy where you are. So you have to be happy where you are, because otherwise you'll never be happy. Because once you get there, you won't be happy there either.
Absolute words of wisdom. You know, forgive yourself. How many of us continually beat ourselves up for something that happened years ago? And like, oh, stupid Brian, why the heck did you do that back then? It's like, you know what? Knock it off. That was way back then. The past, where does that exist? Is it real? No, it's in our mind. So let go. And the cool thing is that one of the keys to success is to fail more. The more you can fail and the faster you can do it, the quicker you will reach that level of success you are wishing to attain. And guess what happens when you embrace that mindset? You no longer feel the need to be perfect, and it just liberates you. And now you can be creative and go for it with not reckless abandon, but more without resistance, right? And you can go forward and then really blossom and share your gifts to the world without any hindrance. And that's the key. It's the exact opposite of what we all do to ourselves. I've done it. I'm not any different than anybody else. And so one of the things I like to say to my clients when they're in the fitness part of the program is, you know, I'll have them do, let's say, push-ups as an example. And let's say it's 10 push-ups. And they say, well, Brian, I really failed. I said, what do you mean? Well, I can only do 5 push-ups, so I'm just terrible. I'm sorry, but I didn't make the grade. I said, wait a minute. Did you put in everything you had? I mean, you did 5, and you just could not do a 6th or a 7th? Yeah, and I didn't make it to 10, so I failed miserably. I said, no, you succeeded. So instead of kicking yourself in the butt for the reps you could not complete, pat yourself in the back. Literally, I tell them to do this for the reps you did complete because you put everything you had into it. And guess what? Next time you'll be able to do more. And the next time more. It's not about achieving this one number, this goal, but it's striving toward it. And as you go, like Lori just said, it's the journey, right? It's the journey. Enjoy each and every day, each and every accomplishment. And to me, that 5 reps was a huge accomplishment, not a failure. So anyway, I get off my soapbox here.
I totally agree. I could say that the same thing about age. You know, people that are getting to be elderly are getting passed over because they, one, think that they think themselves that they're old. Well, I don't know. We talked before that I'm way better now than I was 30 years ago. I wouldn't trade who I am or how I look, you know, and really it's about embracing all you are and what you have accomplished and stop beating yourself up. And if there's things that you don't like about the way you look, there are answers. But make your choices from knowing. And if you don't know, find out. And don't just listen to media. Find out what the truth is. Find out what's safe. And don't make choices from fear.
I so hope everyone is taking really good notes right now. Because this is all pure. I say it a lot, but it's pure gold. It's still pure gold. I can't believe this, Lori. We're 7 minutes from being done, which happens way too fast every time. I have a couple more I want to run by you. One of them's kind of a doozy, a heavy hitter, but don't sweat it. I'll walk you through it. I know you won't sweat it. You're an amazing, flexible entrepreneur, mentally flexible, and you always you just go with it. And you've been there, done that. Bought the T-shirt. It will not faze you. It truly won't. And I wanted to shift it around to more of a positive note right here, because being an entrepreneur is a struggle. It's a daily grind. But if you have the right mindset, it's one of the greatest rides on the planet. I mean, there's nothing like it. It's so exhilarating. The ups and the downs, everything included. It's phenomenally fulfilling, I guess is a great word to put. For you, Lori, what would you say is your absolute favorite aspect of being an entrepreneur?
Freedom of choice. So I get to create the life of my dreams. I get to create how I want to be in the world. I get to create who I want to touch and how I want to touch them. And I have a fascination, like I still have this childlike capacity to really be sincerely interested in people and what makes them happy. And so I get people to confide in me in some of their deepest insecurities, and I make them feel beautiful. And how that helps the planet is that when I noticed my mother was a makeup artist when I was growing up, and I noticed that when women went into salons, their posture, their head was down, they were slouched over, nobody talked, nobody made any eye contact, and that's what made me start studying transformation. And then when women had their faces on and they felt good, the posture changed and their eye contact, and they smiled, and then connection was first available before it wasn't even, and then it was even deeper. So connection will always be something that drives me, and helping people feel better so they can go out and bring their gifts to the world is something that keeps me going day by day. Because talk about collaboration. If you have a bunch of people just feeling good and saying hello and connecting and saying, how can we support each other to make this world a better place? I mean, instead of fear-based. We're all, look, In 50 years, we're going to be, I don't know how old anybody is, let's say 100 years, we're going to be in the ground with bugs or burned to death. None of us is getting out of here alive. So we get to choose the quality of how we want to live this life. And we can go through grace and ease, or we can go by suffering. Too much goddamn suffering. I'm sorry. Be grateful. Be happy. Be mindful and aware of how lucky we have it. Mm. Boy, and then go give to somebody who doesn't.
Yes. Yes. And so that just defined the true essence of Lori Hart. Not one moment did she talk about, you know, the thing that she loves about being an entrepreneur. Not one moment did she talk about money or material things. It was all, did you notice, everyone listening and watching, it was all centered around how she can help more people. And the fact that she gets to do that, that makes her fulfilled as being an entrepreneur. And that is, I think that's the epitome of most of an entrepreneur. The definition is entrepreneurs love to serve and give. And the thing is, that is literally how you successfully then make money. When you start with a serving, helping heart, you make money. And is money important in a business? Absolutely. I'll answer for you all out there watching. Yes, it is extremely important. So I don't want to skate over that and say that money isn't part of it. Because here's the thing. When Lori makes more money, what can she do with that? She can now serve more people and scale her business and bring in more clients and bring in employees and do things that she wants to do, which is spread the love of what she does to help others. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that beautiful? So of course she's deserving of making more money. Any entrepreneur who has that kind of mindset is more than deserving. So bring on the money. Show her the money. couldn't resist that one. All right. So we have one more. This is it, Lori. This is the question I have asked all previous entrepreneurs. You may already have guessed what it is. I know you've seen the show before. a little bit of an unfair advantage there. But the cool thing is every single entrepreneur that I've had on this show up till now, there isn't one that's answered it the same way. A couple were similar, but not the same, actually. And the cool thing is, you know, it's kind of a deep question. And we'll get to it in a moment, but I just remembered that we haven't told everybody how to get or apply to, or enter, I should say, to earn that, not earn, but win, I'll get it right here in a second, that five-night stay at a five-star resort in Mexico. So let me just go to that real quick, and we'll come back with the big heavy hitter questions. Does that sound cool, Lori?
Totally.
All right. Here we go. For you, those of you watching, the way to enter for your five-night vacation stay at a five-star luxury resort. This is all sponsored by PowerTexting.com. That's my buddies Jason and Rhonda at PowerTexting.com. Phenomenal service. There's two ways. One is to go to the website you see on the screen. It's reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's easier for you, just pull out your smartphone. And yes, you can do this now. Open up a new tab in your browser if you're on a computer or on a phone. If you're on a phone, just do this. Text the word peak, that's P-E-A-K, to the phone number 661-535-1624. Again, that's the word peak, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. And Roz Slaughter says, boom. Thank you, Roz. And we have a lot of people who have joined us. Joel Ramondabon, Elliot Seagal, Stephen Hersey, Ronald Griga, I hope I said that right, Dave Henry, Jeff Brodowski, Brian Renteria. Nice, nice. The list goes on. So back we come to the star of the hour, which is Lori. Not me, it's Lori Hart. And this heavy-hitting question, and just so you know, there is absolutely no wrong answer. It doesn't exist. It's just the opposite. The only correct answer, Lori, is yours because it comes from you and it's how you interpret it. And so are you ready?
Totally ready.
All right. I figured you would be.
It'll evolve as it, you know.
All right. In all seriousness, and if you need a moment to collect your thoughts on it, that's totally cool. So here it is. Lori Hart, how do you define success?
Well, first of all, I have to say what's really important to me is inner peace. So I've done so much inner work on myself that I am not run by the demons and hurts and pains from my childhood. So I'm able to make healthier choices in a conscious way. That being said, success to me is freedom. Freedom to make a difference. Freedom to touch the hearts and lives of other people. The ability to see that my work has a lasting impact makes me feel like I'm here to do my I'm doing my life's work. It's not about how much money I make. It's about how much impact I have in the world. And when I think and I look around at everything I've accomplished and the hearts that I've touched, that's success to me. Would I like to be more financially solvent? Of course. But I say the minute that money becomes the driving force of how I live my life, that'll never be me. Never, never, never. So it's making a difference in people and how I touch their hearts and how I'm like a little bumblebee on the butterfly turning caterpillars into butterflies. And then I'm, you know, bringing my little, I'm creating a movement to change the planet by helping people feel good.
Mm. And thank you for doing that and for continuing to do that. The world is blessed to have you to making this difference. So look at look at her as a beautiful woman, obviously, and now you've realized what a beautiful heart she has as well. And can't thank you enough for being on the show. Couple more things. I know, well, one is, true to form, you answered it differently than everyone prior. That's so cool. I find it very intriguing. I'm going to compile a book about this specifically. And like you said it out loud. It's not about the money. And that's what's held true with every single one before you as well that's been on this show. That's why I love what I get to do. I'm associating with super powerhouse people like you. And I mean that in a loving sense. Powerhouse. Like, you're just such a light. I'm really excited. I'm still excited, and we're about at the end of the show. You also, you know, tribute to your giving heart, you wanted to also offer a gift for the viewers and listeners. So I wanted to turn it over to you and let you describe exactly what that is while I put up your website for people to take a look at.
So I've been working in Hollywood for over 40 years, and I've accumulated close to $500,000 worth of technology that will tighten the muscles in your face and body and help your skin and help your body heal itself from the inside out. All safe, healthy, non-invasive, no Botox, no fillers, no poisons. Everything is to regenerate and make you look younger without hurting yourself. So I have stuff that's more invasive. I have stuff that's not invasive. And so what I'd like to offer is, one, a consultation to anybody who's listening, or if you think somebody that is really suffering about getting to be a certain legacy age, a free consultation. And then if you mention this show, a 20% discount off of any services. And then a percentage of that will be donated to some charity.
Hmm. Imagine that. You know, you're getting help from someone who cares about you. She's not going to put poisons into you or anything that is not good for you. I mean, look at the pictures on the screen with, you know, you have lights shining on the face, and there's also other technology. She's very on top of the latest technology. You can see that. That's your office, is it not?
That's my office.
And look at that. I mean, she knows her craft. She's been doing it for many years. She's an expert, absolute expert. So you can trust in her and her abilities to treat you with tender, loving care. And she was telling me how, well, you can tell them as well, how you treat people when they come on, how they get pampered.
They come in pampered. And Donald Sutherland walked in here and he said, oh my God, I thought this was something you dabbled with. He goes, this isn't dabbling. It's quite serious. And then another magazine called me the fairy godmother of beauty. So if it's safe and healthy and non-invasive, and it's going to, and it has to work. So people always say, oh, is it natural? Well, there are things that are natural that don't work or are harmful. So one, it has to be safe, and two, it has to work.
Fantastic. And so for folks to get in touch with you, real quick, let me give the website that we're on so they can at least go there. And that's Lori Hart, and it's Lori with an I. It's L-O-R-I, and Hart is H-A-R-T, LoriHart.com. And you'll see the same thing I'm looking at right now that we're all looking at. One way, I guess, would be to contact you through the contact link on your site. And there you can see email address and phone number there. Is that one good...
And calling is always great, actually. You know, I like connections, so feel free to call. Leave a message. I'll call you back. And we can always do a Skype consultation. That includes I'll go through the products that you're using, let you know if they're good. You don't have to get them from me, so you know I'm willing to help. I think education is where we're missing the boat. People don't know who to listen to, and they think that a doctor knows everything. Well, we didn't get to talk about why I'm in this business another
time. We'll have to have a follow-up show to do just that. That's fine with me. And so the phone number, is it okay if I announce what your phone number is?
Yes.
So reach out to Lori Hart for this wonderful, amazing gift at 424-249-3809. Now, is that a landline or a mobile number?
That's a landline.
Okay, so you want to pick up the phone the old school way and literally talk to her. Which is a good thing. That's one thing that's missing a lot these days in our society.
Oh my God, it's so missing.
Oh man.
Then if you decide that you want to make an appointment, I'm going to give you a 20% discount towards any services.
Sweet. So just mention Mind Body Business Show and get a 20% discount. And then your email address one more time, if you wouldn't mind.
Lori Hart at LoriHart.com.
Pretty simple with L-O-R-I. H-A-R-T in front and behind of the at symbol. Excellent. Well, Lori, this has been a ton of fun. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I know our listeners and viewers have done the same and enjoyed the heck out of it. I just want to say one final thank you very much from the heart, no pun intended, for you coming on to the show. It's so great to see you again, even though we're not like sitting next to each other. It feels like it. I appreciate you. And please continue serving the way you have, because there's so many people that need the uplift that you give them. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You're doing amazing things.
Thank you so much. All righty. All right, for everybody watching and listening, this is Brian Kelly for the Mind Body Business Show signing off. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. So long for now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.